the end of the year in December, you know, at the federal state levels, the congressmen go out of session and things tend to slow down a little bit. Program managers there who might be giving out money or grants or things like that tend to go home and enjoy time with their families. And of course, when everybody gets back to work, which was the beginning of this week, all the paperwork starts to flow again. Yeah. So it doesn't really show up in the first meeting in January, but then you kind of get a deluge after that. So this one is one of those bridge meetings. Historically this year, it's kind of light, but there's a few interesting things. We have the annual presentation from the Planning Commission. We have a greeter award, but is now the Youth Leadership Award at the UP Children's Museum. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give some great volunteers some good recognition. Boards and committees, and I noted that you noted that we have at least one commissioner alumni who's going to be appointed to a board and committee. Mm-hmm. And so he might have some of his fan base out. So that might be kind of fun.
And that is, of course, former Mayor John DePietro will be on traffic, parking, and advisory committee. But really just kind of getting new folks on the committees, which is always important. And committee service to the community is very important. So it is an important thing to follow if you're interested in doing something like that as well.
Absolutely.
One of the key things I do see here on the agenda as we take a look at it, as we get into consent agenda items, and this may be, since it's in consent agenda, there may be a few questions about it, but really it usually gets put in, is this a YMCA addendum to their lease agreement. I was just curious as to what that has to do with.
Well, there are three or four things on there that they're on consent because they'd been dealt with before. So you might recall we'd helped the YMCA with their grant application, their loan application to the USDA rural loan fund. And it's all been approved. The contracts have been signed. And then, of course, when the SBA came back after they closed the federal government down and started digging into the paperwork, they found a few things that needed to change. So that was lawyers talking to lawyers, trying to do the last-minute adjustments to that. The live scan thing you see in there, every once in a while stuff breaks. We got to fix it. And if we have to do it before a commission meeting, we have to execute an emergency procurement. And then the rules are at the next commission meeting, you have to go in and ask for approval.
So in effect, something broke at City Hall with one of the computer systems and you had to fix it. And now you're following up with the official.
Yep.
We fixed it and here's how.
Yep.
Kind of thing. Yep. it's the intricacies and rules of running the ship, so to speak.
Yep. Friends of Presque Isle are asking for some money and if they're asking for money for something related to a city purpose, the Marquette Community Foundation just has a check that says, make sure that the community agrees that's for a legitimate city purpose. And so the way they do it is if there's money that the community foundation has related to something that the city's doing, they ask the commission to review it before they make their judgment. And so the Friends of Presque Isle are coming in asking for money that the Community Foundation actually has was collected by them through donations, and we're going to probably confirm it.
Yeah,
it seems
pretty straightforward. You've got the Nokaminon Trail Network. They have a grant of license to construct a trailhead structure. I know this is having to do with Heartwood Forest property, and it's under unfinished business, so it sounds like you've got some resolution with it that'll be happening Monday.
Yeah, exactly. This is the actual grant of license. So before the approval to do all the things that we were doing was set in motion by the commission, you know, all the presentations, all the agreement, everything else, but somebody actually had to do the paperwork. So this is the paperwork. And so now we're going to get a final sign off on the paperwork. And once that's done, Nokaminon can actually start construction.
And just a couple things under new business, an EPA brownfield grant resolution. What is that particularly dealing with? What area?
Well, this one is kind of interesting because we had one last year like it, the Marquette Brownfield Redevelopment Authority is actually the one who's making the application, not the city. But when they looked at the package, their interpretation was if they had a letter of support from the city saying that we agreed that this was a good thing to do, then it would help strengthen their application and give them a better chance of winning. And so we're gonna support that hopefully by giving them that letter. And then the last thing is it's that time of year again. A previous guest to the show, Bucky Methvessel. I'm asking to bring him up.
Bring Bucky back for a visit.
Yes. Yeah, and I know you remember him and what he does. He's a authority on economic development and a very senior member of the administration down in Washington, and he comes up, offers a lot of different opportunities, mm-hmm. Does it for the love of Marquette. And, you know, when you can't get down there to stay connected and do the kind of things you need to do to help the community, it's nice when somebody from down there offers to come up and visit. And so, you know, maybe depending on the timing, we'll try to get everybody hooked up again, and you can do another interview.